What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GIP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hope y'all ready for March Madness Day 2 locks. It's Saturday, 12:30 here in Winnipeg. I'm your host, JG. There ain't no recap to be had because the games haven't been played yet. The locks haven't come in. So let's get into day two locks. And let's start it off with lock number one, Utah State versus the Purdue Boilermakers. I got the big man from up north, the guy from the six, the 7'4" giant, the back-to-back Big Ten player of the year, Zach Edey, to record 25 points or more, minus 155. If y'all don't know about him, I'm telling you, he's a 7'4" giant. And who's going to stop him from putting up these points? No one on Utah. I'm telling you, the tallest guy on Utah is 6'9", and he's only coming in at 230 pounds. Come on. Zach Edey, 7'4", 300 pounds roughly. He's got 7 inches on him. 70 pounds. Are you kidding me? The next tallest guy on YouTube, Utah, he is 6'6", 6'8". I don't know. I got different measurements coming in, but he's roughly 250. So he's got 8 inches, maybe 10. 250. He's got 50 pounds on. What's going to happen? He's going to back him up in the post. Back him up in the post. Dunk it on his ass. Ain't nobody going to stop him. And what? Look what Zach Edey's done in his last 8 games. He's hit this mark in each of them, and he's been averaging 29 points in those matches. And here's the thing. What Utah does good on defense is they stop the three. They're number third in the nation at stopping the three. But Zach Edey doesn't take threes, man. He's played 34 games this year. You know how many times he shot the three? Two times, and he hit it once. So he's shooting 50% from there, even if he's got to take one. And what Zach Edey's good at, Utah's not. So it doesn't really translate. Utah is ranked 285th in stopping the twos. They allow 60 field goals against. And Zach Edey averages 13. He averages 13 shots from the floor, field goals attempt. And he averages 11 free throws a game. So with that said, like, right there, let's say he goes 9 for 11. Boom, 9 points. And then he shoots 10 of 13 from the field. Boom, that's 29 points right there. That's the average he's been hitting the last 8 games. So I'm telling you, he's going to get these buckets. This is an easy lock to be had. Zach Edey, lock number one, to hit 25 plus points or more, minus 155. Lock it in. Now, lock number two, Texas A&M versus Houston. And I have under 62.5 points, first half spread, minus 110. Houston has got the number one defense in the nation. They allow the fewest points in the first half with teams just averaging 24.6 points against. And that's really the key to this game. Houston and their defense, everything they do is phenomenal. In effective shooting percentage, they are number two in the nation. They allow teams just to make shots 43.9% of the time. Everything they do on defense is the best. Opponent shooting percentage, shooting efficiency, field goals attempted, field goals made, all number one in that category. Their defense is the best. In 2-point percentage allowed, they're number three. And allowing the 3-point, they are number nine in the nation. This defense is legit, and the Aggies don't have a proficient enough offense to deal with these, to get these buckets. Not to mention, Houston is one of the slowest paced teams in the league with possession. Their tempo, they take it real slow. They use up all their shot clock. When you look at KenPom, they're ranked 349th out of 362 teams in time of possession. So that means they eat up the whole shooting clock, and they're not in no hurry to get the ball to the bucket. They'll pass it around, they'll hold the clock, and that's what they do. And even when you look at the Aggies on Ken Palm, they're in the bottom 30% of time of possession. They are not a tempo team either. So it's going to be a slow-paced game, slow-paced first half. And for Houston, five straight games, there has been less than 62.5 points in the first half. And in their last 8 of 10 games, there's been less than 62.5 points in the first half. So let's lock it in. Under 62.5 points, first half, minus 110. And my final lock, lock number 3, Northwestern versus the UConn Huskies. And I have Northwestern over 61.5 team total points, minus 110. Now, I know UConn is one of the best teams according to KenPom. They are, according to KenPom, they are the best team. But in my personal opinion, I think Purdue's the best team with the big man, Zach Edey. Northwestern averages on the year 73.8 points a game, and UConn allows 64.1 points against. So, quick math right there. We'll take the median of both. That comes to 68.95 points that the Northwestern Terriers are projected to score. I believe they're the Terriers. Fuck, I should have double-checked that. And in their last 7 to 10 games, they have hit this total of 61.5 points in each of those games. So that's 70% coming in. But like I said, I think Purdue is the best team in the nation, and that's what I'm looking at. They've played Purdue twice this year. Both times they've put up 92 points and 96 points against them. I know those games have went into OT, but they eclipsed this number in the regular time in both halves. They hit this number no problem. And the thing is, Northwestern has had the more difficult schedule according to KenPom compared to UConn. They've played the harder competition all year. They've been battling all year. They've had to go up against Purdue, teams like Michigan State, Wisconsin, Nebraska. They've been battling these good, solid teams. I'm not going to take anything away from UConn, but they have not been playing the same level of competition as they have. And when it comes down to it, I think Northwestern's ready. They're hungry to get this match, and they're going to come out balls are swinging, balls are bouncing, balls are dunking in the net. So lock it in, Northwestern over 61.5 total team total points. Yeah, lock it in. And now back to the moon we go. We're going to start off our first one, a same game parlay. Zach Edey, 25 plus points or more. And 13 plus rebounds at plus 250. Like I said, he's the big man, 7'4". Who's going to out-rebound him? He's going to get his own rebounds if he misses them. He's going to get his team's rebounds. And if they miss, he's going to get them too. Come on. Utah's not that great of a team offensively. And if they miss a bucket, he's going to grab it. I think they're number one in defensive rebounds. And the last game he just played, he got 21 rebounds. Like, sheesh. What are you going to do, man? So that's coming at plus 250. My next one, Northwestern and Connecticut or UConn, over 143 points. And that's coming at plus 210. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I know UConn's got a good defense, but at the end of the day, Northwestern, I think they're hungry. They're going to come out. They're not going to be afraid to shoot the ball. They're going to run up the court, get it done. And I can see this one. I see the potential of this one going into overtime too, if I'm being honest. But that's what we're running with today. Northwestern, Connecticut, over 143 points. And the final lock I got for, not lock, but the final to the moon game of the parlay, Houston to win and under 62.5 points in the first half, plus 150. Like I said, Houston's defense is the best, I think, the best in the nation. And I think they get the win in the first half too. And at plus 150, we're going to throw it onto this to the moon parlay. And when you combine all three of those odds, it comes to plus 2,612. Throw 30 on it, gets you a nice $813.75. And that's it for today's March Madness Day 2 of 3 locks. I'll see y'all tomorrow for day 3 of 3. We'll be able to recap what I told y'all Friday. Until then, gamble at your own risk. See you tomorrow. Peace.